This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former President Trump takes the stand today in a Manhattan courtroom to testify in his civil fraud trial.
The former president, who is the Republican frontrunner for the office again, has been outspoken in calling it a political witch hunt. Lawyers for the state attorney general who brought the lawsuit have been stressing the merits of the case. By the end of last week, Trump's eldest sons had wrapped up their testimony. Before the trial began, the judge deciding the case found Trump inflated his wealth, something he denies. Now the focus is on the other charges in the lawsuit, including falsification of business records, insurance fraud, and conspiracy. Julie Walker, New York.
Israeli troops are expected to enter Gaza City today or tomorrow, according to Israeli media. They have the city surrounded. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has been in the Middle East. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
As the strikes against Hamas targets continue in Gaza, Secretary of State Antony Blinken was visiting Middle East leaders, calling for a humanitarian pause to get hostages released and humanitarian aid to Gaza. But in a surprise meeting in Baghdad with the leader of Iraq, Blinken warned against militants stepping up drone attacks against U.S. forces in the Middle East.
Don't do it.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Australia, a car crashed into a pub's outdoor dining area, killing five people and injuring six others, including the driver. The driver is 66 years old and hospitalized now. The investigation's underway. Forecasters in China are warning of record snowfall in the first major snowstorm of the season there. Snow could reach about 8 inches in places. Here at home, gas prices keep falling. Gas is $3.41 a gallon this morning, down about 8 cents in a week. This is AP News. To the entertainment update now, AP correspondent Margie Zarletta.
Bush skipped her induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Friday. That's St. Vincent performing in Bush's honor, courtesy ABC. Rage Against the Machine, The Spinners, Sheryl Crow, Missy Elliott, and Willie Nelson also were inducted as performers. Andrew Ridgely of Wham says it was a privilege that he got to accept George Michael's induction.
I would have felt slightly put out if someone else had been doing it, to be honest with you. But he would have really appreciated it.
3, 2, 1. There it is.
And with that, a stretch of MacArthur Boulevard in Oakland, California was renamed for Tupac Shakur 27 years after his death. MC Hammer, Money B, Too Short, and Shakur's sister attended Friday's ceremony. I'm Margie Zarletta.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.